The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
There is an old Jewish saying that goes, "The rabbi who everyone likes is no rabbi," which we can easily paraphrase as, "The pope whom everyone likes is no pope, and the bishop whom everyone likes is no bishop." Pope Francis I had already given ample witness to this as Archbishop of Buenos Aires in his difficult relations with the current president of Argentina on the very topics that are also points of controversy here in the United States. For instance, the right to life from conception until natural death, artificial contraception, and the inadmissibility of homosexual marriage. And his message regarding the economy and the obligation to care for the poor is probably what the opposite of what many on Wall Street and many in American politics want to hear. We are all pleasers of one sort or another. Some please themselves. We call them selfish. Others try to please others for self-serving reasons. We call them ingratiating. And still others try to please God. We call them faithful. Selfish people think that happiness comes from getting what they want. They're mistaken. Ingratiating people think that happiness comes from winning people's approval. But whatever acceptance they're able to manipulate is hollow because it isn't based on the truth. No, the only truly happy people are people of integrity whose number one priority is trying to please God, the source of all happiness. But to please God, they will of necessity end up sometimes displeasing others. That's the price of faithfulness. Jesus displeased others. That's why they nailed him on the cross. On March 13th of this year, the Holy Spirit guided our cardinals to elect the next day as Vicar of Christ a man in whom the courage, faithfulness, and joy of Jesus Christ shine forth. And for this we are all grateful. On today's Feast of St. Joseph, we have the same gospel reading as on the Feast of the Holy Family, which is doubly appropriate for today's installation of Pope Francis I. Just as St. Joseph was given the care of the Holy Family of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, whom God had entrusted to him, so Jorge Mario Bergoglio has been given the care of the Holy Family of the Church. And just as Jesus grew up calling Joseph Abba, Papa, and Joseph's faithfulness led him to call his true Abba, God the Father, so also we call the successor of Peter, Pope, Papa. And his faithfulness leads us to our true Papa, which is also God the Father. And what does the Holy Family teach us as we welcome our new Pope? That the only truly happy families are holy families, families of integrity that put God first in everything they do. And that applies to the family of the Church as well. Over the course of the last 2,000 years, the Church has faced many storms. Some of these were persecutions from the outside that only made us stronger. But sadly, some of these were due to our own sins from the inside. And we know what misery those self-inflicted wounds have produced. When we spend our energy trying to keep up appearances, people see the discrepancy. And we all know the alienation that such hypocrisy produces. No, the only way to be a happy family individually and as a church is to be a holy family, a family of integrity that makes pleasing the Lord our number one priority. Today's gospel gives us a glimpse of this in the life of the Holy Family. Mary and Joseph have lived their faith and passed it on successfully to their son, who has learned it so well that even as a mere 12-year-old lost in the temple, he astounds all who heard him. Mary and Joseph's faith is obvious in the way they accepted and treasured the hard-to-understand ways that God is already working through and in their son. Meanwhile, Jesus' love for them is obvious in the ways that he humbled himself and obeyed them, even though as God, he knew that he knew a whole lot more than his parents did. If we are to be a holy family, meaning also a happy family, a happy church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph show us that the only way is to put God first in everything we do. For parents, this means really living your faith and doing all in your power to nurture the faith of your children, accepting and treasuring even the hard-to-understand ways that God is working in them and through them. For children, this means really opening yourselves up to receive the gift of faith from your parents and others, which will require you humility and obedience, especially when you think you know more than your parents do, which, of course, is pretty debatable. And for us, the church today, this means praying for Pope Francis I, that everything he does, that he does everything in his power to proclaim the good news to a world that is often closed to Jesus' message, and that we open ourselves up fully to receive his fatherly guidance, especially in matters of faith and morals. This will require of us, the faithful, humility and obedience, especially when we think we know more than the Pope does, which is also pretty debatable. In the verse right after the end of today's gospel, Luke adds that it was through humility and obedience that Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. That same path to happiness and holiness is open to us as well, individually and as a church. So today we pledge to Pope Francis I our prayers and our support as he takes on what I think we all would agree is the toughest job in the world. But given Jesus' gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth and his promise to be with us always until the end of the age, it is also a job for which we are confident that God has given and will continue to give Pope Francis all the necessary gifts.